The 300 unarmed UN monitors will join seven observers already in the Syrian capital, Damascus, monitoring the cessation of violence, which became effective on the 12th of April. United Kingdom Ambassador Mark Lyle Grant said a larger mission will be able to monitor more parts of the country.
The mandate is not just to monitor a cessation of violence, but to monitor and support the full implementation of the six-point proposal, including the elements related to political detentions, ensuring freedom of demonstration and association, human rights, access for journalists, and the political transition. That is why it will include a strong civilian component with a range of skills, including political, human rights, and civil affairs.
United States Ambassador Susan Rice, who's the Security Council president for April, said her country was sober about the risks.
We should be under no illusions. They are going to be dependent for security on the very government which is responsible for the main security threats. They're going to be deployed in the midst of protesters who are desperate for a protection that the monitors are not equipped or mandated to provide. And they will be deployed in numbers too small to cover the entire country, but large enough to give rise to expectations that will be impossible to meet.
Syrian Ambassador Bashar Jafari informed the Council that his country had implemented the Annan proposals related to the cessation of violence.
كما أن قوات الشرطة وحفظ النظام ستطلع بمهمة الحفاظ على الأمن والقانون والنظام.
The order maintenance forces and the police forces will undertake the maintenance of security, order and law and will exercise the utmost degree of restraint. They will be prepared like your governments and your countries and any state in the world to carry out their duties in responding to the armed terrorist groups if they continue to attack citizens, government forces, public and private property, and if they continue to commit violence.
China expressed hope that the new mission will fully respect Syria's sovereignty and dignity. Li Baodong is Chinese ambassador to the United Nations.
We urge all parties, the Syrian government and the opposition included, to fully cooperate with Mr. Annan in his good office's efforts and create conditions for the launch of a Syrian-led inclusive political process.
The UN observers, who will be supported by civilian personnel, will be in Syria for an initial period of 90 days. But, as German Ambassador Peter Wittig observed, their deployment is not an endgame for the Security Council.
Our work is not done with the adoption of today's resolution. To the contrary, our work has only begun. We must now ensure that the observers have the necessary security and can operate freely and in the right conditions to effectively implement their mandate. The new UN mission must not, under any circumstances, become a pawn in tactical and political games.
Peter Wittig, German ambassador to the United Nations, speaking in the Security Council on Saturday. Following the vote, the UN Secretary General called upon the Syrian government and other parties to create the conditions so that the United Nations mission can be deployed. Diane Penn, United Nations.